This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If you've ever looked into your fridge and seen a best of used by date on a milk jug or cottage cheese container and thrown it away because the date had passed, you're not alone. I've done this a few times myself, but the good news is that just because a product has passed the best by date doesn't mean it's spoiled. Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council has some tips to help us use our dairy products and the details about what all those dates and labels mean on the packaging.
There is some interesting information out there from the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics that says that 90% of all Americans may be confused about what's on the label and may be actually throwing away food that is still good. So let's start with the sell-by date. Oftentimes, this is something we do see on milk. And basically, it tells the store that it should be the last day that they can sell that food item. However, it is not an expiration date, and you can continue to use dairy. And in the case of milk, usually it stays fresh anywhere from 5 to 7 days after that date. So go ahead and use it. Another one we often hear is best used by or best used before. And this date is the recommended use date for the best flavor or quality, but it is not a purchase by or a safety date. So again, we can still use the food after that date. And then finally, the last one is use by. And this is a date that they recommend, again, for the use of the product while it's still at its peak quality. The date is determined by the manufacturer of the product. So again, USDA tells us that it still is a product that is wholesome and of good quality, and we can probably continue to use it after that date.
Well, that was some very helpful information because I know myself that you see the best if used by, so I'm always thinking, well, then should I not eat it if it's past this date? So good tips there. Now, do you have any more tips about when we should buy the product, which date we should use when we're purchasing it in the store?
Typically, I would look at the sell-by date, and you want to purchase it probably before that date in the store, and then either cook, freeze, or use it by the use-by date, just to be, you know, sure that it's still at peak quality. And again, for things like milk, it's the sell-by date, so it's still safe to use 5 to 7 days after that date. Things like yogurt, if it has a sell-by date, you can still use it probably up to 10 days after that date. And, you know, certainly if a food develops an off flavor or an off smell or color, then you probably don't want to use it. But, you know, certainly you can continue to use it if that doesn't happen. And I think many times people get confused. They think it's going to cause food poisoning. And actually, most food poisoning cases are caused by cross-contamination or just improper handling of the food during food preparation.
Joyce Vickery, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. In other news this morning, Syngenta's CEO says the company remains on pace to complete the takeover by China National Chemical, or ChemChina, by the end of this year. ChemChina offered more than $43 billion in cash for the Swiss company in February. Syngenta CEO John Ramsey told Bloomberg on Wednesday that the process of getting approval from regulators was moving according to its original timetable. Some analysts, however, warned the deal could be delayed by regulators, including the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Some U.S. lawmakers are cautious of the takeover because of the plan's potential impact on U.S. farmers' access to genetically modified seeds. And they've called on the Treasury Department to include ag sector regulators as part of its review of the deal. And due to the rain delay on Wednesday and Thursday, I had a chance to catch up with seed specialist for M&M Service Company, Jason Bowler. Jason says planting progress varies from farm to farm, and the next thing on the agenda will be spraying. Jason, we've talked with you before, but could you remind us again what territory you cover for M&M?
Most of my time is primarily from Litchfield South. I spend most of my time working in Madison County and with growers in Madison County.
And this week for a lot of farmers was maybe the kickoff of planting season. I know there were some that got started a little earlier, and now we've had the slowdown with the rain. But what does the planting progress look like? If maybe you had a percentage of how much is done, or what are things looking like out in the fields?
That's highly variable by customer. There were some growers around the county who started planting towards the end of March. I just talked to one customer this morning. He said some of his corn he planted about 3 weeks ago was already up. He actually wrapped up corn planting here just yesterday, right ahead of the rain. But for the most part, field conditions were variable across the county, and everybody was out going strong yesterday, but some customers are finishing up looking towards beans, and others are just really getting a good start. So it's pretty specific on a case-by-case scenario how far in planting we are.
And with the planting, of course, you need the seed, so I assume most of your seed deliveries probably done, but what's that looking like for you?
Yep, pretty much all of our seed corn has been out on the farm for a while now. Bean-wise, a lot of our bean business in Madison County is all bulk-to-bulk deliveries, where we have trucks who take from our facility straight to the tender. So we've got a few tenders preloaded on beans, but for the most part, there's not too many beans that have been planted yet, so we have quite a bit of bean delivery yet to do.
And another question for you. So we've got planting on the minds right now, but what will be the next step for you after that's over? What's going to be the next thing that you're looking at and working on?
Obviously, a lot of spraying, a lot of crop protection on these freshly planted fields. We had kind of a nice early run and good ground condition, so there was a lot more fields that got worked than usual. But now we're getting pretty big push of some bean burn down and residuals for soybeans, as well as spraying residuals on top of freshly planted corn. So we're staying real busy spraying.
Jason Bowler, seed specialist for M&M Service Company, with that crop update. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.